Good evening. Welcome to the Solaire Report. Today is Thursday, July 5th, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz. I'm delighted you could join me this evening in the United States. It's a holiday weekend evening, or coming into a holiday weekend. Yesterday was the 4th. I'm speaking to you from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm based for the summer. We had a great lunch with subscribers last Saturday on June 30th. Wonderful discussion, and we tentatively scheduled an event in Port Clinton, Ohio, for the last weekend of August. More on that when it comes to fruition. I've got several events for Sealing in California in the San Francisco Bay Area in September, October, and then we'll have a subscriber lunch in Nashville in early December. You can learn more about it. Sign up at the blog. Tonight, Dale Dougherty, editor of Make Magazine, joins me to talk about the maker movement. It's experiencing explosive growth around North America and the globe. It's something you absolutely want to know about. In the blog post, I put up a lot of very good links. And if you don't know about the maker movement, I highly suggest you explore them. And I really think this is going to be a great interview tonight. Our theme tonight is Physics Goes Mainstream. Ron Paul and his efforts got people learning about monetary policy who I swore could never begin to understand fiat currency or fractional reserve banking, and yet, sure enough, the mainstream got the education, and now we see announcements coming from the Collider in Switzerland that are creating lots of interest in physics. This week, an announcement by scientists in Switzerland working with the Collider that they found a subatomic particle that behaved like a Higgs boson particle. That makes it clearly the story of the week. It's got the scientific community abuzz, but it's all over mainstream, too. There's more at the blog to help you understand what this exactly may mean, and that something can, in fact, come from nothing, and why it matters.